We are learning Masechta Suvos, Daf Kuf Hei Amud Aleph, and we are starting a brand new Perek Shnei Dayonei Gzeiros, starting from the bottom of Daf Kuf Dal Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah. Shnei Dayonei Gzeiros Hei Rishlayim. There were two Dayonim who made Gzeiros in Rishlayim. The names were Admon and Vechanon ben Avishalom. These two Dayonim, they made Gzeiros, and the Mishnah will enumerate their Gzeiros. Now, it says Chanan ben Avishalom. Zok Toisvis v'goyir is dafka Avishalom, because Avshalom was not a good person. It says in the Gemara Sanhedrin that Avshalom, the son of David, ain lechelik lan abba. And how would you name someone a name Avshalom if it says v'shem Rishalom Yerkav? Therefore, Toisvis says that his name is Avishalom. Chanan Oimer. So we had Admon and Chanan ben Avishalom. Chanan m'shnei dvarim. Chanan said two things. And Admon and Meshiva said seven different halachas, and the Chum were made three halachas. The first halacha that Charan said is Misha Halach B'Nisiyam, someone went away on a business trip, and he left his wife. V'ishtoi Tevas Mizaynus, and the wife is asking for Mizaynus. Charan Oimer Tishava B'Sayif Loi Peshava Tchila. When she collects her Mizaynus, she doesn't have to swear that her husband did not leave her Mizaynus. She just takes Mizaynus. And then when she comes to make gets a ksuba at the end of whenever they're divorced or he dies and she's collecting a ksuba, she'll swear she never ever took extra anything. But you don't have to make a shuwa now. Tishba b'sayif lo tishba b'tchila. Nechulah b'nei kaham g'daylim. The b'nei kaham g'daylim argued on Chanan. Va'amru tishava b'tchila uvesayif. You make a shuwa now and you make a shuwa then. Amru Rabbi Doisiv and Horkenes k'divrayim. He said, like the b'nei kaham g'daylim. Rabbi Yechim Mezaka agrees to Chanan and says, "Lo yishava ella b'sayif." You don't have to make a shua b'shas the gviya of the ksuba and not by the collection of mizaynus. Zok to Gemara. Reminu Matzir Kasha. It says in our Mishnah, "Shnei Dayonei Gzeiros." Matzir Kasha from a brisa that there's two differences. Reminu Shloisha Dayonei Gzeilos Hayerushlayim. There are three Dayonei Gzeilos in Shlayim. Admon Ben Gedoyim, which is Admon of our Mishnah, v'chanan ha-mitzri, v'chanan ben Avishalom. So first of all, there's kasha tlas atrein that says here three, and our Mishnah says two. And number two is kasha gzeiros agzeilos. It says in our Mishnah gzeiros, here it says the only gzeilos. So it's a theorem. Frank Teisvis, I answered that both kashas one fell swoop, that there was two the only gzeiros, and there's other Dayonei Gzeilos, and Gerada, two of the Dayonei Gzeilos were part of that Bezdin of Dayonei Gzeilos also, were the third one. So I break Taisus. Taisus has a big Yisayt. Va'imir Rabbi, Taisus says, Chada de Enei Svarosh te Ledayin Echad Shtei Svaros. The Kaman Osho Chusum Ha'i Brish Laiv, Shei Yerich Laim Echad Svaro Svaro. He says, if you have other people that row you, don't give the same people the same Shtelah. It's not what you do. If you have different Svaros, give it out. Spread the wealth. So here, it wouldn't make sense that they would give the same people two shtelers, and therefore must be a different. It must be it's the same, talking about the same exact thing. And then we have this kasha, a lashon of slight whatever the three on two, and lashon of Dayonei Gzeilos. That's Taisvis' first teretz. And actually, if you look at the Piskei Taisvis in the first one, this parak, it says it's shin samachal ein liyis le'odav echad shtei sroris. A person should not have two sroris. It becomes a psak. Then Piskei Taisvis like upon him. Taisvis another teretz ayin sham like upon him. So Gemara's kasha is that here it says three, and it says lashon of gzeilos. So Gemara says bishlam atlas atrein like kasha. The kasha of three against two wouldn't be so severe. The chash leketani like chash leketani. Our Mishnah only enumerates the chash of ones, not the not chash of ones. What does that mean? Chash of ones, not chash of ones. Two pshatim. One pshat, simple pshat is that these two tanoim were more chashiv than the third day, and therefore our Mishnah only says the chash of ones, not chanan mitzvah was not as chashiv. That's one pshat in Taisvis. The other pshat in Taisvis is, since we want to say the halachos of Chanan and Admon, Chanan ben Avishalom and Admon, that's why it's brought down the Mishnah. We didn't have a halach of Chanan and Mitzvah, that's why it wasn't brought down. The choshle means the things we're going to speak about are said in the Mishnah, but other things not. So that's not shver. The lashon 3 and 2 is not shver. But lashon gzeilos is shver. El gzeiros a gzeilos kasha. What? Our Mishnah has two. And we didn't finish the Mishnah yet. It said there's seven things or two things. It only says one thing in our Mishnah. Obviously, we're continuing with that. Alexeris Agzeles Kasha, Amr Nachma Yitzchok, Shayagoizun Gezeres al Gezeles. It means the same thing. They were Goizun Gezeres al Gezeles. Gezeles means like Nizke Mamon. These gzeiros weren't gzeiros on like arayas. They were gzeiros on mamon. That's why they're called gzeiros on gzeiros. If a behema knocked over or destroyed a sapling, so there used to be a knas. No matter what the value is, you have to pay. If it's a 1 year old sapling, you have to pay 2 kesef. If it's 2 years old, 4 kesef. You know, it's not the real value. It was a knas, and that was a type of gzeira that they were gezer on gzeilos, and therefore it's a lashon that yonik gzeilos. I'm assuming Admon v'Chanon are same of Mishnah. He adds another one, Menachem. Where did this come from? And the Marshal explains that the Gemara's kasha is based on that Nachum was more chashuv than Admon v'Chanon. So it depends on Tosfos' pshat. The pshat about Akbanim, the three Tosfos is pshat that as more chashuv should include Nachum. I'm Rapapa man Tana Nachum Rav Nosanhi. The one who brings down Nachum as one of the Yonim was the sheet of Rav Nosan. Tani Rosh Neima Af Nachum Amadai Megoyzrei Gzeiros Shivishlayim Hoya. That Nachum also was Megoyzrei Gzeiros Shivishlayim. But how did Lacham Chamor Maskim? Break the Mar of Suleka and all the Yonim in Shivishlayim. Some Rav Pinchas, some Rav Eishia. Shalosh Shmeiyos V'Tishim V'Arba Bat Dinim Shivishlayim. There was 394 Bat Dinim in Shivishlayim. Connected the Bat Dinim, which means there was also 394 Bat Knesias. Places where they davened. Ukenegdam bati medrashas. Another 394 bati medrashas. Ukenegdam bati seifrim. And another 394 chadorim for children. So obviously, with so much Torah going on, obviously, all the dayanim, they're producing all the dayanim. So tomorrow, you're right. Dayanim too, Bahava. There are a lot of dayanim in town. V'chi karmina, goyzer gzeres karmina. I'm talking about the goyzer gzeres who made special gzeres, instituted gzeres. There was only these that we're mentioning here in our Mishnah and in the Braisa. Omer v'dom arvasi. The guys of Yerushalayim didn't have any other job. This was their job. They were dayanim. They took their salary, which was 99 mana, from a Chumas Halishka. Chumas Halishka was that every year, at their time, everyone brought a machzah shekel, and they put it into the Lishka. They took their payment from there, because this was Tzarchet Tzibur. Their gzeiros were Tzarchet Tzibur, and the Tzibur needed them. Therefore, they took the salary from there. Loi rotzu masifin lehem. If they don't want, if there's not enough for them, they're saying they want more a raise. We'll give them extra. Freitim are loi rotzu. They're going to ask for a raise. Oto brashia skina. We're talking about a rasha. Zog rashi. Shneitlin schar lodun yois megdei chayem. Here we're taking money from the tzibur. If you're taking money from the tzibur, you don't have to take more than you need to live. So oto brashia skina. El loy sofka wasn't enough. They give him more. Obviously, rotzu means they don't want to take more. Masifin lehem. We are masif on them. And we give them more money. So to Gemara. So we'll speak out as Tais already. Tais is asked, we'll see in the next Gemara, they're not supposed to take money from the people who ask you to be a dayan. Why? Because it's a shayla of sheichat. So shayla is why here wasn't a problem of sheichat. Zokri ben tam pasha teretz. He says, because here was Michel Tzibur, it wasn't from the Bali Dinim, and therefore it's not a shayla of sheichat. Tais is another teretz that here wasn't the teretz schar. It's because they had nothing else to have panasa from. The next Gemara, it says a dayan shouldn't take money. He is a dayan who has another job, and he also works as a dayan. He shouldn't take money as being a dayan. Mashainkin, these people, they were full-time dayanim, so they're allowed to take a salary. That's Tosfos Tuma Halachim on the bottom. So the Gemara, Karna v'shokol astira mizakoy v'astira mechayiv. Karna, when he did it in Torah, he took a coin from the Zakai and the Chayiv. Before he did it in Torah, who's really Zakai Chayiv? I guess it means Hashem Asid, what's going to be. But he took from each side, he took a coin, a stira coin. V'dayin l'din, and he did it then. Break my hech over, he had to take money. V'chsev v'sheichad l'sikach. It's a lav in the Torah, now I'll take sheichad. V'chitem, you tell me, this is not sheichad. Hadim l'hechid lo shakum v'tavayu. Sheichad means only take from one side, he take from both. So maybe how do you know shock comment? You don't take them both. Then us starts to come to lean the din to one side. Karna kim shock comment? Why only us starts to yedina? And that's why it's mutter, but it's not true. Vichili us starts to yedina. Mishari, even if you're not taking money in order to be matter the din to one side, still you're not allowed to take money. The vatayin otan brayso, but sheicha lesikach. Why it says if it means you shouldn't take money in order to distort the din and make the wrong person chayav, the wrong person potter. It's already not allowed. It's not the mishpat. Elo, the pasuk v'shoichad lo yisikach teaching us afilu liskus azakim chayav azakim. Even to do the correct din, amra tayra v'shoichad lo yisikach. They shouldn't take shoichad. So asking kasha here also. So really, it bothers me that it's still not a dimyon because the mitzvah I'm taking from two sides. Who's maybe that whole din that you shouldn't take even to do din emes only for one side. So vice versa, the Gemara is asking like this. Once we see that you're taking it to do the right din, so you see there's a din bechev to take money from the baledin and mal shaychat, so no matter what, even take from both, you still have that iser. That's the Gemara's kasha. How did Karen take money? And for the Gemara, that's only if you take it for Torah's shaychat, you're taking it as a bribe. But Karen over Torah's agrav shokel, he took it as a salary. He needed extra money because he was being bought from his work. Break them up. Torah's agrav mishari, you let take money to be a dayin. But Tanai went to the Mishnah, hanoito schar lodun dinam v'teilum. Someone takes money to do it in Torah, it's bottle. The din is not even good din. Whatever he did is bottle. So the Gemara knows, hanimili agar dina. That's only if you're getting money for your din Torah. Karna agar b'teila v'shakel. He was taking money because he was bottled from his work. And he wasn't taking money for the job he was doing, the actual job he's doing here. He's just taking the thing that he's missing. For anything more of agar b'teila v'shakel, is that mutter? But I'm not going to write. So mechuya adayin shnoit oschai l'odun. It's disgusting for adayin to take money l'odun. Now, mechuya is mashma. Elish dina din, but the din is a good din. Seichidam. Ilim agar dina. If he's taking money to do the actual din, dina din, but tanai v'shnoit in the Mishnah, hanit chalodun, dina v'teilim, it's bottle. Ella agar b'teila must be taking money for the work that you are missing. And still the katani b'chuya ha'dayin. So how did Karen take money? Let's break this down again. Karen's taking money, not for shaykha, he's taking money for his din. Question is, you now take money to be a dayin, that's dina b'teila. Ella ma'i think of a schar b'teila, it says m'chuya ha'dayin. So what's going on here? M'chuya ha'dayin means it's a disgusting thing. It's not a nice thing. Now, the din is not bottle, it's not a nice thing. It's only if it's not muchach that he's being bottled from his job. But karna betel the muchava. Karna, it was clear when he was doing it in Torah, he was missing out on a salary. Why? Because his job was something that was big demand, and he always had jobs. The muchava, karna betel the muchava shakel. What was his job? What was his profession? He used to smell pieces of people's wine to see if it's going bad. And they got a zuz for that. And there was always Motsi such a job. Another example, Kadar Rav Huna, when someone wanted to come to Rav Huna, he said, Amalu, he told him, Havlu Gavra the Zil Dalu Bechar Kai, give me someone who will water my fields instead of me. I'll do your din. Again, here was another case where it was obvious that there was a potato here, something happened, but and therefore you're allowed to take money for that. Amra Ravo. Come and see. How blind the Mekabli people accept brides are. Because Adam Chosh Beinah, if someone has an eye ailment, he will give money. Even though he's not for sure going to be Misrapi, he will pay good money to improve his eyes. And these guys, they'll take a Shavu Pruta in order to become blind. It makes no sense. They take money in order to, they take money and to become blind. So imagine you pay money, misafik in here, you're taking money to become blind. So the rest of the blah will be about shaykhah. Tana rabbanam. Ki ha shaykhah yaveh inecham. V'yisal, the whole passage reads like this. V'shaykhah l'sikach, why? Ki ha shaykhah yaveh pichim. V'yisal of divrei tzadikim. And there's another passage that which we're going to dash now. L'satam ishvo l'sak upon l'sikach shaykhah. Ki ha shaykhah yaveh inecham. V'yisal of divrei tzadikim. Ki ha shaykhah yaveh inecham. So kavachoyim v'latipshin. If it's in a blind chacham, of course it's a blind tipshin. V'yisal divrei tzadikim. Kavachoyim el blind rishon l'rishon. Break the Gemara. What do you mean? So our tipshin and rishon are they on him? Me tipshin rishon beidino. Are they in the bezdin? Like what are you talking about? Kavachoyim. They're not in the bezdin. Elo hakamar ki asheched yavein chachamim afilu chacham gadol lekeach shechin if the melam leisimis aleif. So it means like this. We have to see Taisa on base to explain Achav the Gemara's Teretz. Gemara's Teretz is like this. The first time that Tzadik takes Sheikhad, he becomes now a Tipish. And then he takes Sheikhad again, So then the tippish, the vada, the tippish will come even more blind. The tippish will come more blind. That's what it means. It means the second time he takes it, then he's already a rasha and a tippish already. We have coming completely blind. Sadik gomer lekeach shoychad ain't if the ma'alem lo tear of das until he goes gets worse, So and if you look at Rashi, he also explains the Rashi as well. How come a kavachemishi sami is ain't of kishu tippish v'soif of yashvodin when he's after the first time taking he's a tippish like Tav Tais speaks out more clear. When a kavachemishom shukran not al shoychad parmeshoyna the parmeshoyna should not like had it sadik kava. And then it becomes a tippish. That's what it means. Kavachemishom tippish and kavachemishom lirishom.